With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Erica Jong's fictional character, Isadora Wing, starred in Fear of Flying in two following books. But Jong, in her latest novel, Any Woman's Blues, decided to kill off her sexually liberated heroine.
Isadora had become so much my alter ego in the eyes of my public that I wanted to create another character to be the bearer of this book.
So, in Erica Jong's Any Woman's Blues, Isadora Wing vanishes when her plane goes down in the Pacific. Left behind, however, is Wing's unpublished manuscript, the story of Layla, a woman artist whose addictions include sex and alcohol. By the end of the book, however, Isadora Wing returns.
I maintain you cannot kill a fictional character. The rules that apply to flesh and blood don't apply to them. So it is perfectly possible to kill them off and have them come back. I mean, if I can have Shakespeare turn up as a lover in Serenissima, why can't I have Isadora Wing come back to life at the end of this novel?
There are some subtle differences between Jong's new character, Layla, and Isadora.
The major difference that I see between her and Isadora is that Isadora comes from an affluent family, and Layla comes from a sort of hard-scrabble, poor family.
Layla is obsessed with a much younger and totally inappropriate man.
When a woman like that is willing to give away everything to a beautiful young man, it shows you to a certain extent, the depths of the addiction, her addiction to him.
Erica Jong's earthy novel of addiction and self-destruction is Any Woman's Blues, published by Harper & Row. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Erica Jong's most recent novel, Any Woman's Blues, is about the struggle against addiction. The lead character is an artist who is both an alcoholic and a sexaholic, a woman obsessed by an inappropriate, irresponsible younger man. Erica Jong believes that sex, like a substance, is an anodyne that drives out the pain of life.
It's the same endorphin rush, whether you get it from eating chocolate, having an orgasm, drinking a glass of wine.
Which is why sex can become an addiction.
We live in a society that is so materialistic that people are told, take the next thing into your body. You know, whether it's the next boyfriend, the next drug, the next bar of chocolate, the next glass of wine, and you will feel better.
But Erica Jong says that one does not feel better because what people hunger for is something spiritual.
We are not physical beings going through spiritual experiences, but we are spiritual beings going through human experiences.
In Any Woman's Blues, Jong's heroine finds herself in Alcoholics Anonymous, a program with divine overtones.
There's nothing in these 12-step programs that is not in the teachings of Buddha or in the Sermon on the Mount.
Jong says that God can mean different things for different people.
For me, God has always been synonymous with the muse.
Not unusual for a writer. Erica Jong's novel of a woman trapped by obsession, Any Woman's Blues, was published by Harper & Row. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Erica Jong's 1973 novel, Fear of Flying, shocked some readers for its blunt language and vivid sex. Henry Miller described it as the female Tropic of Cancer. Jong's most recent book, Any Woman's Blues, is no less blunt and vivid. In fact, there's a lengthy scene at a club where sadomasochism is practiced. During a 10-city tour, Erica Jong was asked a lot of questions about S&M.
If I say that I do S&M all the time, some will be disappointed and outraged. And if I say I don't, some will be disappointed and outraged. Let's just say that I've done a lot of research.
Fear of Flying was an enormous success, one which Erica Jong has yet to top.
That's the tragedy of fame in America. You're only as good as your last hit.
Jong calls that a sick view of creative work.
A book that sells 6 million copies in America and 4 million around the world, as Fear of Flying did, is not as likely today because of the realities of the business having changed. Nonetheless, the expectation on the part of my publishers is always that I will top the last book.
Jong says that sales alone do not measure the quality of a book.
If you believe the numbers tell you who you are, then you've got to believe that Danielle Steele is a better writer than James Joyce, because Ulysses was printed in a first edition of 750 copies. Now, Danielle Steele's latest book is printed in an edition of 1 million copies. Is she a better writer than James Joyce? I don't think so.
Erica Jong, Harper & Row, published her novel of addiction, Any Woman's Blues. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
And I say at the end of any woman's blues, this is my prayer and my love letter to you, and I really mean it.
That's Erica Jong, Any Woman's Blues. Her latest novel is the story of a woman's struggle against addiction. One hilarious scene in the book centers around a very stuffy, ludicrous WASP family in Philadelphia, but Jong hopes her WASP readers won't be offended.
I reserve the right to make fun of everybody. Jews, WASPs, blacks, Chinese. Listen, I've been married to all of them.
Jong sees writing as an act of spiritual contemplation. That's a position that might seem surprising coming from someone as spectacular as Erica Jong, who tirelessly works the TV and radio publicity circuit.
After I do the publicity stuff and I'm out in the world, I'm able to retreat and become very solitary for 3 years and work.
Erica Jong is currently gathering her most recent poems for a book. In fact, her first published book was a collection of poetry, Fruits and Vegetables, in which fruits and vegetables were endowed with certain human characteristics. For all the hype, Erica Jong is a serious writer who hopes the publishing industry will return to its literary roots.
After a decade of insane conglomerate madness, in which nobody wanted to publish anything but the memoirs of Donald Trump and Lee Iacocca, good publishers are beginning to realize that they have to go back and publish real books again.
Erica Jong, her novel of denial and addiction, Any Woman's Blues, was published by Harper & Row. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The magazine Vanity Fair ran a rather unflattering profile of Erica Jong in February on the eve of the publication of Any Woman's Blues, Jong's latest novel. The article claimed that Jong once threw up on Robert Redford during a dinner party at the home of TV anchorman Tom Brokaw. Jong denies it.
The fabled throwing up scene was reported without sources, without disclosed sources, you may remember. In fact, the hostess of the party, Meredith Brokaw, denied that the incident ever occurred.
Erica Jong says the Vanity Fair profile is the kind of journalism that seems to sell magazines, the kind that says unpleasant things about famous people. But Jong is philosophic.
I did find it very disturbing that there were so many falsehoods. But in the end, who remembers?
Erica Jong is a rare book collector who is proud of her correspondence with such people as Henry Miller, John Updike, Anthony Burgess, and Anne Sexton. For an engagement gift, her now husband gave her an extremely rare first edition of Ulysses by James Joyce. Jong says she and her husband have decided to focus their collection on books that once fell under the evil hand of censorship.
Books that were published in limited editions, destroyed, couldn't be published in their own country.
The summit for her collection would be a book by Shakespeare, suppressed because it seems to be composed of homosexual love poems.
For me, the book is a sacred, holy object.
Erica Jong's most recent prayer and love letter is Any Woman's Blues, published by Harper & Row. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.